My dad had told me he was going to find me a ride. I hadn't expected that ride to be Dax. When he'd come out of the door that led to the inner sanctum of the police department, I wasn't sure what I was expecting. He'd looked around as if he was looking for someone, and his eyes had landed on me. I'd been leaning up against the side of the building, twiddling my thumbs and waiting for who I assumed was my brother, only it definitely wasn't my brother who came out. It was him.
"You mind coming with me to my shoot first?"
he asked, his voice all dark and rumbly. "Dax. Dax Tremaine." At first, I'd looked around, surprised to find that he was talking to me. I mean, in the office, he'd not once looked at me. It was weird, getting attention from a man, especially a man of his caliber. I opened my mouth and then closed it like a tiny little bald fish. God, had I really freaking left my job and my apartment? Had I just up and left without a single word to anybody? Yes. Yes, I had. I just hoped that they understood. My job, anyway. Not that it mattered, since I'd gotten that email saying I'd broken client confidentiality when I hadn't. Honestly, that likely had to do with Chandra, too. God, my hair. My beautiful hair. "Me?" I squeaked, looking at Dax as if him talking to me was some superhuman feat that he'd accomplished. He grinned then, and I saw his row of straight white teeth. I remembered when those teeth had been covered in braces. He'd had them up until his senior year, like right before he'd graduated high school. And where with some people a mouthful of metal would have been a turnoff, for him it had only added to his appeal. I would have loved to even be the one to point out that he had food stuck between them. And now he was talking to me. Wow. Just wow.
"Yeah, you."
He tapped me on the top of my baseball cap with one of his tattooed fingers.
"Is it okay if we do my shoot first? I'm done for the day afterward, and I have a feeling if I stay, they're going to find something for me to do with all the other SWAT officers having to shoot that calendar after me."
My thoughts came to a screeching halt at that. "Why do you get to go first?" I asked the man that was my babysitter and my ride home. I remembered him vividly. He'd also been a few years older than me, and when it had come to our ages, back then it felt like a million years separated us instead of a few years. It's funny how 3 years now meant something completely different than it did in high school. Now 3 years was just 3 years. Then it was three grades and an eternity worth of experience. No way would a senior date a freshman. No way. Now, though? Rawr. Dax Tremaine had grown up.